Hey everyone, this is Jessica Wright, and I'm so excited to be back hanging with all of you. I feel like it has been a long time since we've hung out, and a long time since I've shared things that are on my heart. So I'm excited to be back together again. So buckle up or don't, and let's have a fun ride together. I've just been really reflecting. It's funny when you think you know what your life will look like or is looking like, and you're crying out and you're praying for change to come. You're believing for all of these things. And then when everything you prayed for and that change comes, it doesn't look like what you thought. You know? Where the promises come, but also there's challenges in it too. And really, for the past almost 2 years, for me, it has been this life transformation happening in my life. And of course, like I always say, I share these things to encourage you in anything that you are walking in. But I thought maybe I knew how the rest of my life was going to look. Maybe not the rest of my life, but how my life had always looked, you know? So, but believing for more, believing for a change, believing for my kids to experience the love of Yahweh, experience the fire, the passion, that first love experience in Him. And all of these things that I really just dreamed of. And then suddenly all of it is around me. And it came with a huge transition and things that I didn't even anticipate happening, you know, but it was and is still so amazing. But through all of that, there has been a huge process. And what's crazy is for me, I thought, maybe not just me, but I just felt like maybe a few of us were in this intense process. And I didn't realize that that process went all across the board. So whether you live, if you already had lived here, like everybody that already lived here, and how we always had church and how we always lived life, suddenly that was no more. Everything was changed. And for those of you who don't know, my dad retired and handed the church over to Damon Thompson, which has been really a part of our family for decades. And since I was 5 years old, and I'll be 42 next week. And just an amazing, amazing time, but a big transition. And we went from being, you know, really involved and just so into what the Father was speaking in our house and our church to it being something different. The focus was different, but yet so important. So with my dad, we were really at that place of just going deep in the mysteries of Yahweh and all of that. And it was just crazy and mind-blowing. And to be honest, half the time, I didn't know what was happening. But I believed. And then we changed into what came, this new breath that was the wind that was blowing, was about beloved identity and knowing that we're beloved. And you know what's funny? I thought I already knew that. And I knew it, but there was like a depth that I was missing, or maybe I forgot. And I know that really anything, when you start focusing on something, sometimes some things get lost in that. And I felt like this was so huge. This transition was so big. And I was like, oh, I'm in a process. And I'm like, dang, why am I going through a process? I've been living this life, you know, this, honestly, I've been in ministry for, I don't even know, 25 years. I don't know, for a long time. For me, for my age, but I've always lived in this world. But for it to be where I was like, I've got to go through a process again. Have I not already done that? But why would I not want to go through a process? You know, I don't want to ever arrive. I want to always be ever increasing in Him, always learning, always growing. And we are growing and moving in all that. Sometimes it gets uncomfortable. Sometimes we got to be turned upside down and everything shaken can be shaken. And that's really what happened to not only me, but everyone around me that was used to how things were. Not only us, but people that were moving here left and right. And it's so crazy, you know, when you're in the middle of walking things out, even though this is so crazy because it's like, it's a dream come true and it's amazing, yet so much adjustment had to take place. And it's funny, you have to be in proper alignment. So there's going to be a process. There's going to be an adjustment for everyone. And that's what, honestly, the first year was really like that. And it was walking through some parts that sometimes were hard, but good, you know, necessary. And even the second year, but in a different way, because everyone really has become, we were already family, but just in a deeper way. And it just makes me so thankful. But through all of that, I'm like, I never would have guessed I would be where I am now. And what's really cool is that even now in our community, we're just kind of, we still are so deep in beloved identity, which will always be the foundation. But there's some mysteries that are starting to come in and to just be braided in. And it's just incredible to see. And just know this whole time, Yahweh has been in control and He's been orchestrating everything so beautifully. And of course, this whole time I'm watching my kids come alive in their relationship with Yahweh, in their focus, and in everything that I've just truly believed for. Here I am living a dream. Living what you prayed for, but then you have to face some hard parts in it too. Like everything I knew was not, you know, did not exist anymore. And adjusting that, but then you adjust your mindset and your perspective, which I've talked about that a lot, is you have to shift your perspective and see from a different point of view. You know, we used to do this one time, sometimes in church, where we would stand up on the chairs to look up, lift our eyes to see a different perspective. And that's, you know, happened a lot, actually, this second year of this process. And you're like, whoa, I see the bigger picture. This is amazing. And even though you know, but then when you go through a pressing, it's not easy, but it's so good. That's what the molding, the potter is taking that clay and there's pressing in that. And there's this process to become that true purpose that it has. And that's a beautiful thing. And I engage that, I embrace it. And I just find myself again, constantly in Thanksgiving, a place of thankfulness. And if I ever get in a place where I'm overwhelmed or I'm like, oh, I'm praying, believing for something else, you know, it's so good to go back and rehearse what He's already done. And this past week, I had this Galentine's party with our youth girls at the church. There's like 45 girls at my house, 45 teenage girls, and it was a blast. Now, I used to do this. My husband and I used to be youth pastors a long time ago, and we had the best time, and I would do this every year because we teach a lot about purity and, you know, waiting for, you know, to the young people, waiting for the man of God that He has for you and being set apart and all of these things. And so I've always had a great time doing it. Well, it's been a while since I've done one of these, and I just really had it on my heart, and I spoke with our youth pastors, and I'm a part of the leadership team here, but I asked for permission, and so we had a really big Galentine's, all things pink, red, they all brought sweet treats and, you know, fun things to eat. And they just came and we just celebrated them and had a blast. They were singing songs, actually screaming songs to the top of their lungs. I'm sure all the neighbors heard us. And we just had a blast being together, having girl time. And, you know, I know all these young ladies are, they know that they're beloved because that's what they're growing up in. They know that they're loved and they are so special to Yahweh and in his eyes. And, but human nature, you know, you want to be loved by someone who doesn't have to love you, who chooses to love you and like here physically. And we were created that way. And so I just decided to share my story about walking through a place of loneliness where I knew I wasn't alone, but I felt lonely and alone. I felt lonely, but I wasn't alone. But it was in that place, in that time, where I really found my first love, my true love in the Father. And that's when the Word became life to me. I began to write songs. Like all of these things happened in that time where I had to be separated. I had to separate myself. And it wasn't easy. But through all of that process, so much, I grew so much in that. And I also shared about waiting for the right one that Yahweh had for me and the process of that and what it looked like because my dad was my protector. And so, and I had been through some heartache. And so my parents were more protective because I didn't want that heartache to happen again. But when my true love, Trey Wright, my husband, when he came in the picture, he was and is my knight in shining armor. And he did do anything it took to get to me. And that included scrubbing the pool liner of our pool because my dad asked him to. My dad wanted to see if he could catch the stick. You know, talking about how the eagle, how the mom, the female would throw sticks out of the nest and see if the male, what male could catch that stick, because that's what she would do whenever the babies were learning to fly. She'd kick them out of the nest and the male needed to catch the babies. And my dad would always say, we'll see if he can catch the stick. And Trey Wright, for sure, proved that. And it was just beautiful. What I always had hoped for and dreamed of, he was and is. And I was sharing that with the girls. And I was like, you know, you're never going to get this time back that you have at this age, hanging out with your little friends, doing all these things. And you can't like expect these boys to be your everything when we need to be found one in the Father. Not two halves are not going to make a whole. Two wholes will make the whole. So I knew in my process, I needed to find myself one with the Father. And so I came holy. Like I was a whole person spiritually in every way when I came together with my husband, who was the same. He walked that same process out. But something that was so huge that was said that night at the Galentine's was the youth pastor's wife shared she shared it so smoothly and quickly. She said that growing up, purity was always like these rules. And she realized, wait a minute, this is an invitation. Instead of seeing things, and I'm saying this for you in all kinds of aspects, instead of seeing things of, oh, well, can't do that, not allowed to do that, oh, yep, nope. Instead of seeing what you can't do, why don't you look at what the Father's showing you and he's giving you permission. He's giving you an invitation to something bigger, something greater, and something deeper. And that was so huge to me, just hearing her say that, because again, here we are, perspective. It's not, oh, you can't, nope, you don't need to hold hands or you don't need to be kissing, you know, all these things you don't need to be doing. Instead, it's like, look at the invitation. He's jealous of us. And he's jealous of me. Now I'm married with 3 children and like living a busy, wonderful life, but he's still jealous of my attention and he wants me to be intentional to him, towards him. And that's something that sounds so simple, but it's so important to never, ever lose. I never want to be on cruise control. And I just want to be burning with that fire, that passion, and that love for everything that he is, because he invites us and he doesn't force us. He invites us to the table and he's just waiting. And I never want him to be waiting for me. I want to be right where he is in his presence. So I challenge you today to be open and see the invitation that he has before you. And you say, well, I've already done that. There's something new. He's new every morning. So just open your eyes and see what he has before you, because he's given you permission. And don't despise the process and all of it, because it's worth it. It's beautiful. Have a wonderful day. Shalom.